I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. But you think that he left there when he was about 16
about
years
16.
Old and came to Camilla and then got here in his early 20s. Mm-hmm. Okay. And will you tell me Mr. H's age? And
let's see. I'd have to catch him. I think, I wouldn't be positive about it, but I think he is 64,
okay.
I think. Now, I'm not sure.
And is he Methodist, too?
Yes, ma'am.
And how much did he go to school?
Well, he got the high school equivalent during the night.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Night classes.
Uh-huh.
Here
was
in
he
West
in
County.
Service?
Mm-hmm. In service.
Mm-hmm. And his family from around here?
Well, no. They are from Sparta.
Huh?
Sparta, Georgia.
Okay.
Hancock County, I believe that's...
Right, that's Sparta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hancock County.
All right.
That's where they are from. And they're more or less wool farmers.
Okay.
And
his business now, does he help with the funeral home?
Funeral home, and he is a carpenter and painter, too.
I see. Okay. All right, now, a lot of these are just little pronunciation businesses, but mm-hmm. instead of saying, say the word book, I'll ask you, I won't say it for some reason. They want to hear it from the informant's voice rather than the person that's doing the questioning, so I'll say that thing that you read out of, and you'll say book, this sort of thing, okay? What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later on this
afternoon.
Okay. And what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
day.
Okay.
Before the sun rose,
okay.
Something like that.
Okay, what would you be most likely to say? You tell me what you'd be most likely to say and anything else that you would you hear, you know.
Oh,
I got up this morning before
day.
Okay.
That's exactly what I would say.
All right, and other people might say something with sun in it, like I got up
before the sun rose.
Okay, be more likely to say before the sun rose than either sunrise
rise,
or sunrise.
Sunrise. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You might say, well, we've got to get this done before.
Well, usually I've heard say before sun go down, because
okay.
sometimes I've said that.
Sure, and do you hear sunset or sundown?
Sunset.
Okay.
I've heard both sunset and sundown.
Okay. If there's not one more than the other, you think they're both used around here pretty much?
Well, sundown is more or less familiar.
Okay.
That.
Okay. If there's been a storm and then say the bad weather stops, the rain stops, the clouds are disappearing, the sun's coming out, we might say, well, the weather is
clearing up.
Okay. And do you have a word around here for a very hard rain that doesn't last very long? You might say, boy, that was really maybe it was just a short rain, but
it's a really hard rain.
Uh-huh. Is there a sort of joking word that you use for that around here, or... for a really hard rain.
Maybe I wouldn't.
Okay, I've heard other places things like a gully washer or a trash mover, a cloudburst, a downpour.
Well, I've heard of a downpour and cloudburst.
Okay. What do you call that shelf over the fireplace?
Oh, mantle.
Okay. And what do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Well, chips.
Okay.